from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Coming right off the ocean and all that. So anyway, yeah, rough one. And Tiger's not looking real good at this point as far as what might happen. Plus 8, a 79. And he has been, since coming back, in the 70s and 80s. In all his round, Rory McIlroy plus 7 as well. I think the cut, did I see the cut is like plus 3 right now, the projected cut for this British Open. That can change a little bit according to the weather during the day.
You'll never guess
else.
Who's the most bet golfer to make the cut, by the way. Guy who always gets all the money. That would be Tiger.
Really?
So him missing the cut would be quite good for the big casinos.
You got to play,
people,
man.
People like to bet on Tiger, bro.
No.
Fun.
I get
like,
it. I get it. And by the way, Vegas is great at like pumping something up, knowing damn well he's got. There's a really good shot. As much as everybody likes him, and you know, I know he's only 48. So and 48 in golf's not old. And you're like, man, he can go the old Tiger at any moment. And if you like somebody, it's an emotional bet on I get it. I really do. I get the whole thing. By the way,
big juicy odds they give you.
Yeah.
Oh, this will be the one. This is it.
Yeah, what
He's
the hell?
Back. And he had those fiery comments during the week. This is his moment. He's back now.
The problem is he just can't play. So you can't practice in your backyard or go to your local private club like Tiger does. It's just different. You can practice and practice. All these sports, you can practice and then you get into real competition, and things just change, man. Just change, you know. You don't get a second shot, or you don't get to run the play for a second straight time. All right, we're going to have a do-over here, and we're going to use our mulligan right now. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff, a lot of news you heard there, by the way, as Dolphins vets will be back in camp in just a few days. Jalen Phillips, Bradley Chubb placed on the PUP, no surprise. Isaiah Wynn, a little bit of a surprise with a quad injury after missing a lot of the season. I'm with Woody. Woody started this, and I agree with him. I don't want to hear about the offensive line. I'm worried about the offensive line. Okay. Somebody said, hey, Joe, I'm a little worried about the offensive line. You know, and it's kind of they throw out a statement, but it's a, you know, they want answers. See, if I'm going to agree with them, I go, hey, man, I don't want to hear they had the number one offense. They played 9 or 10 guys last year. And I, you know what? The way the offense is set up, they obviously didn't think it was a priority with what they did or didn't do. And I know they took Patrick Paul in the second round. I'm curious to see how quickly he develops, because everybody comes on the show said they loved him. They love his potential and how good he can be. And he could replace Teron Armstead down the road here. And so I don't want to – they've got guys that played a lot of football last year, no matter how good they are. Isaiah Wynn, Lester Cotton's backing them up. I don't know where Eichenberg fits in. I don't know if they try to get Brewer back over to guard and put Eichenberg at center. Rob Jones is there. You know, we can go through all the names. But they just I'm tired of talking about the offensive line. And last year, they did a really good job. I thought that was a great story. I do. Did they get help by the offensive system? Yes. But that's okay. That's better. That's kind of brilliant coaching, actually. Butch Berry did a great job as offensive line coach. So, now the other one that's interesting, Jalen Phillips, Radley Chubb, no surprise, going to start placed on the PUP, which, you know, active, and they can practice, they can be on the stationary bike, they can do little drills. But they're going to take it real slow, man. Those guys are franchise players. Both former first-round picks, both, you know, really good players that you're counting on. You gave up a lot to get Bradley Chubb and bring him in, and he was playing great. I think he had 11 sacks last year before he got injured. And Jalen Phillips coming on strong and playing really well in that Jets game. And, you know, it happens, right? You get that injury. But what this does, though, this if you're going to camp or you want something to like, hey, what are you most concerned with? Well, they now are in kind of a hurry here to get a couple rookies that are pass rushers caught up here quickly. Hey, listen, man, fair or not, we know rookies do come in and play at a high level right away. Chop Robinson is a first-round pick, and Chop's got to come in and play well. Muhammad Kamara, fifth-round pick out of Colorado State, another guy who, by the way, did put up big numbers at Colorado State. And those two are going to get a lot of work. And I go, wait, well, what about Shaq? Shaq Barrett's going to get some work, but he's 31 years old. He's in his 10th year. They're not going to beat him up during camp. He's going to have some days, I'm guessing, where they just tell him, hey, Shaq, take a little bit. You start getting into 10 years with all the football he's played, been, by the way, in big games and playoffs. I always thought he played better in the playoffs than he did in the regular season. So he's a gamer. I don't think they're real worried. I've heard Shaq's comments. I got something to prove to everybody. Felt like Tampa Bay kind of gave up on him. I love that, man. I love that. Like more work to get done here. But if you're kind of wondering about a couple of guys to watch when we get out there, when the veterans and rookies and are all together, Muhammad Kamara and Chop Robinson are going to be lining up when they do down and distance, and those guys are going to be lining up there towards the front of the line, you know? And then we got to find out when those other guys, no rush, you know, long season, whenever they end up coming back, Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb. So that's where they are. But the one that did surprise me, I thought Isaiah Wynn was healthy. I didn't know the quad was still an issue. I think he started 7 games last year. And Isaiah's another one, like Teron. I like both guys a lot. I do. I like both guys. Teron's a real leader and stuff. But you look at the numbers, man, he just misses a lot of games. And so when everybody says, hey, maybe this year Teron can play 17 games, and my thought is, no, I want 14 games out of him. I want 14 in the 17-game regular season. If I was to give you a number, let's go with 14. And let's get him out early in the year where he can play at the end of the season. He's going to be healthy enough to play at the end of the season. And Isaiah Wynn is another guy. He's a really good player. If he would have stayed healthy, he probably gets a second contract as a first-round pick with the New England Patriots because he was really good when he played last year. That left side, that offensive line, and those two guys, it's pretty damn good. But, you know, this is just a reminder, man, get 9 or 10 guys ready to go on the offensive line. Go get them. The magic of Butch Berry and the system that they've put in that's allowed him to, you know, run for 135 yards a game and all the touchdowns they had and enough time to throw for a ton of touchdowns as well. And the Mike McDaniel system that he's brought some of it from San Francisco and here we go. But I'm not gonna sit and talk about the offensive line every day. I'm not gonna do it. They were aware of what they had and didn't have a year ago. Some people think Brewer's too small. Look, I'm guessing they thought he was going to be just fine. They're not going out reaching. He's played a lot. He started a lot of games at guard and center, and I'm guessing they're aware of it. So we'll see what happens. But I'm not going to say it. I'm much more worried right now with the pass rushing. And go get him, draft picks, man. 1 and 5, go get him. Go get him. It's your time. It's your time, and Isaiah Wynn, if he's out, it's going to give Lester Cotton and some other guys, and they'll try some other guys in there at left guard to see how it goes. I don't know if Kendall Lamb's going to play inside or not. I don't know how comfortable he is. I think Liam Eichenberg would love to not be a backup and get one of those guard positions. Maybe they give him another shot at that position this time around. Is it different? So all that stuff is why we have camp. All that stuff is why you have camp, trying to figure out what you have and what you still might go out and get, because if it doesn't look good and you have those meetings, then all of a sudden you got to go, okay, what's out there, man? What is out there that we can get or make a little, I call it mini trade, with somebody that's somebody's backup that's better than what you have? And how durable are they? So that's going to be a big. By the way, today we've here on a Friday, we are going to be checking in Buffalo, and we are going to be checking in New England. We'll hit the Jets next week, but going to check in and see what's going on. Everybody knows the Bills. You can look up Bills. It's no secret. When you talk about Buffalo Bills, you're talking about your top two guys, a wide receiver gone, and what do you have? What do you have? Are they good enough with Josh Allen to still be able to throw the ball down the field? Khalil Shakir is their number one guy. I didn't realize he's the only guy that's caught a pass on that group from Josh Allen. That was a weird one. I saw an interview.
Don't do the thing, though, where you're like, they're dead. You know, they got no weapons. I know you're not, but I think people are underestimating how good Josh Allen is. And
I underestimated him last year.
I think that team will still be really tough.
Hey, Woody,
maybe they're not as good, Joe, but they're still going to be very tough, especially for us.
I underestimated them last year when we were 9-3 and they were 6-6, and they just lost a game they should have won against Philadelphia. I go, they're done.
Yeah.
The Eagles they totally outplayed the Eagles and didn't win the game. And I went, uh-oh. Remember the guy kicked the long field goal in the bad weather, and I was like, oh, man, it's just not their year. Bills are done.
Yeah, this is like my favorite time of year, though, when we start going around to different camps and they, you know, you hear people's thoughts on their teams and stuff. I love this time of year.
Yeah, and by the way,
most people are optimistic, right? I'm guessing Ben won't be. But most markets at this moment are somewhat optimistic.
I looked at that New England Patriots because, well, obviously I knew Ben was coming on today, and I just went, ooh.
Yeah.
Just doesn't look good. I don't know where the offense. They averaged 13 points a game last year. You're not winning too many games in today's NFL when you score 13 points a game. Just to give you an idea, we scored almost 30 a game.
Yeah, we had two teams like that in the division last year.
Yeah.
The Jets were terrible on offense, too. Now,
right.
The Jets will be, obviously, you would imagine they'd be better on the offensive side of the ball, right? But New England does look like they're going to be the bottom feeders of the division once
again. They look like that thing. You look at the weapons. Who's going to start? Listen, Jacoby Brissett's a South Florida guy, he's a Palm Beach guy, but, man, everybody brings him in and said, hey, man, you're kind of till you get Drake May ready to go, you're the guy. And I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, he's an interesting one for me. I don't know what you think of him, Drake May. Tough time with him, man.
He got bad mouthed during the draft. Oh, like, yeah, nobody's business. I thought he might go in the second round or something, the way everybody was talking about him. Misses a lot of open throws. I said,
feels
I don't know.
Feels like he's a similar game to the other guy that came from there, Sam Howell, right?
Yeah, except when Sam Howell and Drake May played against the University of Miami, then they looked like...
Well...
You know? Seriously.
Well, the University of Miami got those two running backs into the league by themselves there, so...
And they're still playing pretty well.
Yeah.
They're still pretty damn good players.
They just had to put on that film and go, oh, wow. Both of these guys.
No question. Hey, so anyway, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as Mets and Marlins, four-game series starts tonight. Woody, I think I might go to that game on Monday. I might.
We got tickets.
Take my sister.
You want to do the giveaway for you? You want me to just put your info in there?
No, don't do that.
All right, so we do have a few four-packs to give away.
Oh, you
away.
Do?
We do, yeah.
For that game?
Yeah.
Because I'm not bringing a dog.
It's bark at the park.
Yeah,
no dog?
No dogs for me. All right. We're out of the dog business right now.
All right, but yeah, we do have some tickets to give away here today. By the way, if you're just waking up, this Windows thing is like a real thing. It's nationwide. It's not just our company. You know that.
Well, this morning I thought it was just us because that's what the engineer told me when he was coming in at 4 this morning.
No, no.
It's everybody,
so
huh?
I'm looking into this thing a little bit here, and like I saw, who is it, Lisette, who does the weather over there. She's up early, and it's like everyone's waking up to the blue screen.
Everybody's going to be doing a lot of ad-libbing. Well, a lot of ad-libbing today.
You might want to call. Now, if you're like our place and you don't work, you know, Friday's a work-from-home day, they call it.
Every day around here is work for
most of them are. So they have no worries. But, yeah, it says massive Microsoft outage around the world, worldwide.
Huh.
So, by the way, you're getting
in Russia and China?
What do you think they're behind it?
No, I just asked. You know.
Yeah, I know. I know. You think it's a cyber attack. I feel you. You're going to throw to break here. And I'm just warning you, like, some of the screens are working. The screens directly in front of me where we play the commercials off of are completely dark.
All right, well.
So we're going to give it a shot here, but this is a
world. Oh, you're not sure if we can go to break?
Oh, no, no. I think it's going to work.
All right, so.
I mean, I'm not 100. I would not give you 100% on that, but I think it is going to work.
Well, can I still tell everybody about South Florida Chevy dealers?
Hell yeah,
you still
can.
In business
on a Friday? Yeah, absolutely.
Especially on a Friday because it's Suburban Tahoe Day. It's
we're thinking of going on a little road trip too, man. The road trips are popular now.
Woody, I told you, you hadn't made up your mind where you guys are going to go next month. I said, listen, whatever you're doing, you got to have room. You're staying away from airports. I heard you, and I'm with you on that game plan. After the trips to California, I just want to jump in my Tahoe and just go. Suburbans and Tahoes, the new ones, they've added more space. They're so damn comfortable. They're unbelievable. To the Traverse, and even if you just want to rent one before you buy one, go down to tell them, hey, man, this is what I want to have for a couple of days for a rental car here. Trailblazer, Equinox, and Blazer, just load that Traverse, that midsize SUV. I don't want to go past that because if I do go a little bit smaller, it's going to be that Traverse. I really like them. Hey, right over to trucks, and hey, whatever kind of truck you're looking for, Silverado makes it. Family truck, need that extra space with the bed, but extra space in the back seat for the family to be comfortable. Maybe just you in a truck. That's how you make a living. It's your business, and you just depend on that truck sometimes 5, 6, 7 days a week because that's how you make a living. Silverado makes a perfect truck for you and your lifestyle, and I'm telling you, new and used, even low-mileage trucks, we got them all for you. Never been better than the cars, trucks, and SUVs they have right now when it comes to space, style, and look. If you're looking around, your lease is up or you're just running the miles up and now whatever you have with lots of miles starting to break down, make sure you put South Florida Chevy dealers on that final list. Seriously. Plan on this weekend taking some test drives. You've got a convenient location close to you. We're all over Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love this weekend with some test drives at your South Florida Chevy.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The dealer.
Guess who's back with traffic, Joe? Let's go. Here we go, man. You ready?
Yeah.
We actually do have an update here. I-95 southbound at State Road 84, two lanes are blocked and delays are developing. By the way, this is from Total Traffic as well. The FAA is closely monitoring a technical issue impacting IT systems at U.S. Airlines. Several airlines have requested FAA assistance with ground stops until the issue is resolved. So, you want to know the airlines? American, Delta, United, Allegiant, Spirit, and others. It says nationwide ground stop till further notice.
Wow. So what's,
ooh, that's not good.
So you're saying the flights
nationwide,
are...
Wow.
The flights are down?
I mean, you can't do anything without computers, bro.
Wow. It's, of course, I've got some of my family
situation.
From California flying out today. So
today?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And one of them's 90. So, yeah, that's...
That figures it would happen on the day your family's flying in.
Anyway, hey, stuff happens, man, right? I started to say the S word, which I'm in love with these days.
I don't know if the dump button's
stuff
working,
happens.
So be
no,
careful.
No, no, I won't do
careful.
That. I'm not going to do that. By the way... second round of the British Open. Shane Lowry is 6 under. Daniel Brown, 6 under. Looking for an American. Oh, Justin Thomas, 3 under. So early. A lot of things can happen. A lot. It really is fun to watch because you can get good shots and end up in one of those bunkers where you got to hit it sideways or hit it backwards and give up a shot and try to chip it close and friggin' wind's blowing. And got to be strong mentally, man, and that stuff. You can't put your head down on that one at all or it will affect you. I got to tell you, watching Tiger yesterday, because I needed a Tiger fix. I'm guilty. I can't speak for everybody, but I needed a little Tiger Woods fix. And just watching him spray it, not chipping it close, two-putting from short range, and end up with a first-round 79, plus 8, not looking real good, especially if the cutoff ends up being plus three today after two rounds. Tiger will not be around for the weekend. Matter of fact, he'll be back here in South Florida. He'll be back in Jupiter sometime on Saturday if this continues. Rory McIlroy, too. Everybody kind of wondering about that little hangover that he might have had in the last one where he had the lead with five holes left to go. And he's finally going to break that long drought since his last major title. And he came over, took some time off. He said, this one really stings. Kind of choked it away. Had just missed a couple of short putts, if you remember that. And so he went over there like, all right, fresh start back home. Going to get a warm up and then get ready to go because he'd been playing really well, except those last five holes. But as we all know, the brain is a wild thing, man. Trying to figure out from having your confidence and how quickly you can lose it. Rory McIlroy at plus seven. Hell, as bad as Tiger was, Rory was only one shot better than Tiger in this first round. So we'll see what happens and see if somebody, I know anytime Tiger plays, you're going, you never know when Tiger can, go four or five birdies in a row, maybe throw an eagle in there and make the cut. So that's where we are. You ever think we'd be there with Tiger Woods talking about, hey, you can place a nice bet for Tiger to make the cut. Not Tiger to win, Tiger to make the cut. I remember when Tiger was so favored, you couldn't even make money on the damn bets. They were so bad when make very little money. Had to put in a lot of money to make a little money, matter of fact, on a Tiger Woods bet. Hey, as we said before, we're going to be checking in the AFC East, and we're going to start it off with the New England Patriots, and we'll check in also and catch up with the New England Patriots as well as the Buffalo Bills this morning. We'll have all that for you. Mike Florio will join us later in the show like he always does on a Friday and get into everything. We're about ready to start up camp, man. And everybody's doing the same thing, by the way. Don't think it's just a Dolphins thing where, I don't know about this or that, and I don't know if we're good enough. Nobody's got a perfect team. Now, there are some teams that seem to be, I don't know. I can't speak for everybody. It looked like the 49ers got a pretty full team. Honestly, the Texans look on paper really good. The Lions look pretty damn good. I don't know about Kansas City. I just know they got a quarterback can make up for a lot of their weaknesses, especially running late in the year or throwing it, and we'll see. But everybody's got flaws. There's no question about it. Every team, it's like at some point there's some place you got to give a little bit. And you got to bring in a guy at the end of his career, or you're counting on a rookie to play, or a backup now has to start. That's going on everywhere because this money, because this cap situation, you just can't go out and spend on every position. Just can't do it. So I think we're all kind of curious to see. And by the way, for the Miami Dolphins, in this big picture of playing great, and you're right, got to play great in December and January. I understand. You're absolutely right. I don't disagree. But if you really want to get zoned in on this thing, it's about Buffalo Bills. It was about the New England Patriots for a long time, and have we caught up, and who's Brady playing with this year, and can we beat them? And we had some success down here against Tom Brady teams. But overall, I mean, my God, they're 3-4 games out in front of us every year, and they're getting ready for the playoffs and wrapping up the number one seed. And we're hoping to get in that last wild card position, So we had some of that. But now it's about the Buffalo Bills, and has been since Josh Allen got to town. And last year was a great example, man. I don't know what you were thinking. I know what I was thinking after 12 games. We were 9-3, and we're sitting here talking about being a number one seed. We were having that conversation. Hey, whoever wins the Baltimore game is going to be the number one seed. And Buffalo was sitting there at 6-6. I think we all remember, I watched most of the game against the Eagles at Philadelphia, and they just totally outplayed Philadelphia and lost the game. lost the game, but really, really played well enough to win. If I'm not mistaken, Philadelphia kicked a long-ass field goal, and you're like, oh, my God, the crazy, crappy weather and everything. But they went from 6-6 and kept it together, and they didn't lose another game until Kansas City came to town. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? We're playing really well until Kansas City comes to town. I don't know about everybody else, man, but they ought to be looking at that going, damn. And I don't want to get in the games after that and what happened and who we lost to. You know the stories. And rookie quarterback from Tennessee, we're up 14, 5 minutes left. You know, feeling pretty good at that point. And you lose that game. And then, you know, you beat Dallas, but you lose the rest of your games. You did. You lost your last three games. So, but yes, it's about that team that you finished the regular season up with last year. You got them on a short week this week in week two, the Buffalo Bills down here. And they're not a perfect team either. I heard their general manager say, or their coach, go, this is what happens when you got to pay your quarterback a lot of money. There ain't a whole lot of money to go around. And we had to take care of Josh Allen because he's damn good and damn important to this team. So they're going to give Josh Allen, the way I look at it, a little bit of the Patrick Mahomes treatment. You got to make him better. You got to make throws. You got to get the ball. You know, we got to be able to run it. We'll use our tight ends. But we're going to need something to get something out of this group of guys that we have. Good players. Nothing great. Not yet. They got a rookie. We'll see how good he is in time. But they don't have a number one receiver on that team. I spent a lot of time doing radio shows talking about number one receivers, and we got two guys that line up a wide receiver better than anything they have. Anything. By the way, I take receivers at some other teams too, the one and two guys, and put them way, way ahead of everybody else's guys. But again, nobody out there's got a perfect roster. And if you're going to have injuries, we know everybody's going to put guys on IR and they're going to be out. That's just the nature of the game. You're going to lose a lot of guys. You hope it's not 14 or 15 guys, but you're going to lose guys. And you just hope two things. It's not your star players. And number two, it doesn't just wipe out one position like it did last year, where literally you lost all your pass rushers. Jets game, Baltimore game, and Buffalo game, and bam, your top three guys are out. Actually, top four guys. I didn't forget about Cam as well. Then now you're calling guys, you know, that have been sitting home that are, you know, celebrating at age 36 the great careers they have, but they can't play anymore. So anyway, that's going to be fun to watch, man. You're going out to camp. You're wondering why you're watching preseason. Chop Robinson and Mohamed Kamara. That's it. Mo Kamara, fifth round pick. You don't want to call him Mohamed, call him Big Mo. And hopefully he gives us a lot. Hopefully that does happen. All right, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. Yes, the Dolphins yesterday placing a couple of guys on the PUP list. We'll get you caught up on that. No surprises, really. Actually, not with two of them. One was a little bit of a surprise. I thought he was healthy. So we'll talk about some of last year's starters when the season started up, and we'll talk about some of the other stuff as well. But right now, never too early in the morning to talk about important things for men as we get older, like ED and low T. I don't know. It's kind of a priority to me, man. I can't speak for the rest of you. Some of you might just go, hey, Joe, it's normal. I'm getting older. My wife's my friend, and, you know, and I'm going to take good, man. You take all the damn naps you want, and you talk around tired and go, you know, it's just part of getting older. Nah, it doesn't have to be that way. Not with Atlantic Men's Clinic, man. See, low T starts hitting on guys where it gets real bad. I didn't realize this. It happens in the early 40s. It starts. We got guys going in to Atlantic Men's Clinic in their early 40s. You can't make that up. 50, 60, 70. So I've noticed, and some guys have laughed, oh, I heard that Atlantic Men's Clinic spot. Oh, don't worry, man. It happens to everybody. Yeah, it hit me. It hit me 6 months ago. You're right. Hit me, you know, my last birthday. I'm not going to lie to you. I had ED and low T. They came in together into my life. And, man, I got to tell you, when the ED hits, the low T I was working with a little bit, but the ED, like, oh, hell no, this is not going to work. You know, you're apologizing to my wife, and she's like, oh, you're just tired. Oh, you might have had too many drinks. And I'm like, stop. I don't want excuses. I want to fix my problem. Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I've told everybody. I've been preaching, man. I had such great results 6 months ago, and it's just great, man. It's great to feel younger. It's great, even when I don't get a lot of sleep, to just go, man, something's different. I'm just my recovery time, my energy level, back playing tennis in this heat for an hour and a half. I'm like, wow. I just give it to Atlantic Men's Clinic. I really do, to the program they put me on. I want to tell people I've gone way too long on this, but I want to let you know that Atlantic Men's Clinic works. I want you to go and find out. Go to that first appointment. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. If you don't know, they got 6 locations throughout South Florida to serve you. I'll be at the Plantation store today to get checked out by their professionals. 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300. I'll let you know, without going into everything, in that consultation with that first meeting, how important it is to go in there and find out and see if it's for you at Atlantic Men's Clinic, because it works.
This traffic report is brought to you by Rubenstein Law. Injured in a car accident, Uber, Lyft accident, or slip and fall, call Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. They're also open on weekends. And closed on Friday would be probably the airport at this point, the Microsoft situation. We also have 95 southbound, stay right 84. 2 lanes are blocked. Delays are developing. Okeechobee Road is okay, though, Joe, here this morning. So that is some good news. This report is brought to you by Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Car accident, truck accident, Uber, Lyft accident, or slip and fall, call Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Also open on weekends.
Okeechobee and Kissimmee.
Bobby shouldn't be taking shots this early in the morning. But... hey, if you're going into work this morning, you may want to check, though. Like,
what?
Before you head out. No, before
now
you
you're
head
giving
in,
people trying to say they don't need to go to work because
this is a weasel day. This is a good day to weasel your way out of work.
By the way, if you're looking for excuse, you just work here. You don't need any.
That's
you
true.
Just do whatever you want.
Yeah, we grind it out 2 days a week here, our people. Yeah.
Oh,
no, seriously,
man.
Like, if you're heading into work this morning and you got the blue screen of death, then you don't, you know, probably don't need to go in. That's what they call it, by the way.
There's a lot of people probably going, hey, has the boss said anything? Because everything's down. We don't need to come in today.
Yeah.
You know, extra little bit longer weekend. Not
you
a bad
Microsoft
way.
Seems to have a lot of things of death. Like, you know, the Microsoft Xbox? You know the Xbox,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Say the red ring of death. That I don't know if they have that on the newer Xboxes, because ever since my first one broke, I switched to PlayStation for good. But the original Xbox, when the thing would start rotating red, like the ring, that would mean your Xbox was completely fried and you had to basically throw it away.
So are you still watching, you still play games?
I do, yeah. Yeah.
At what point do you, like, is there a point, or do we have a lot of people?
What age do I stop?
Yeah. Playing those video games. I was just always curious.
I play Mario Kart every night with my son, so we do a little Mario Kart action.
See, I knew you'd throw the little guy in there.
No, well, in fairness, I just bought NHL 24 for myself. I'm playing that.
So when do you have time to do that, man?
I don't really have a lot of time to do it, but I get it, you know, try to get a game in here, game in there if I can. But yeah, I mean, video games rule. Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming out like next year, so I'll be all over that one. And take a few days of work off of that one.
Oh yeah,
get that in.
That's a big one. Yeah,
it is a big one, actually.
God,
you know it's in Miami. GTA 5, five or six? I don't know. It is six, maybe. Six?
Probably not.
It's going to be in Miami.
Yeah,
there's you know this game's going to be set in Miami. Last one was on the West Coast, if I recall correctly. It was like California, like LA and stuff.
Go to the hot spots to. For the,
that game rules, man. That game's awesome.
Look at you. From cards to video games.
A lot of people,
games.
No, don't group them together just because both people are nerds in different ways. Like, people like video games. Very popular. I'll bet a lot of people that listen to the show right now downloaded that college football game. Been playing that thing.
Is it college
football? All my buddies have. Yeah, it
came out. You tell me the college football game's popular.
It came out. Yeah, it's very popular.
Is Madden still popular?
Madden's still popular, but the college football game is especially popular because it hadn't come out in like 10 years. So you saw Patrick Mahomes brought a little TV out to the facility just so he could play.
I see that because those guys got time to kill between practices and, you know, not in meetings.
People are very, very into these games, man.
Yeah. So what's the most popular one of all of them?
That's a great question.
I mean, some soccer game that's number
one. Yeah, FIFA's very popular. I don't think it's not called FIFA anymore because EA Sports lost, I think, the license to that. So I think they call it like just FC 24 was the last one. But this college football game might break some records here.
Hey, Woody, speaking of soccer, remember talking about the lawsuits? Have you seen some of the lawsuits and what people are trying to get? They're trying to get a lot more than just their tickets, money back.
Well, pain and suffering, yeah. By the way, they should.
Somebody trying to get $100,000?
That seems reasonable.
For, you know.
Well, the lawyers take, what, 33 1/3%? I think that's the fee, right?
Full time
fee. I don't know.
And by the way, it looks like anybody affiliated with it, from the Hard Rock Stadium security to the Day County to the Copa folks, everybody is going to be in on this.
You imagine the legal departments of Hard Rock and the Copa and all that—they just bracing for the amount of lawsuits that are going to be heading their way.
So
they're going to have to settle all of them, I would assume.
Yeah, no, you want to get rid of those things. So they, I heard these guys from all these soccer crazy countries, which there's a lot of them. Like, oh, everybody's got to deal with this. A lot of freebie people trying to get free tickets. Like, what? Like, we know how to deal with it. Like, why did they not know about it? And I was like, I just so used to American sports, we don't have 7,000 people show up and trying to get in the Super Bowl.
I've heard so many theories on this thing. It's like, you know, oh, they were offered the security, but they declined. Hard Rock asked them to get the security. They declined. Like, there's just so much going back and forth.
Then there's criticism on the people that just said, screw it, just come in. We know there's freebie folks out there, you know.
Well, look, more importantly is that you didn't want anyone getting killed in that, you know, mass of people that were outside standing out there in 100-degree weather.
So the people actually that are pissed, and they should be, are the ones that stayed in the back, that stayed away from them, and go, I got my ticket here.
Yeah.
As soon as this clears out, we'll go in and watch the game. And they're going, nope, can't come in. Or somebody's in your seat, and they're not moving. Ooh, that's a problem. I paid a lot of money for somebody to help me get back in my seat. Now, listen, we've all had seats, and you're going, hey, sir, those, oh, yeah, we'll move. I didn't realize 12, 13, and 14 were yours. Oh, yeah. They get up and they move. Apparently not at that thing. They're like, now nowhere to go, man.
100 grand seems fair, though.
Really?
I don't know. Give or take.
Because you were so pissed upset?
I mean, you wouldn't have been? Could you imagine? I don't know what's worse, getting in and not being able to sit in your seat because some guy won't move, or just not getting in at all.
So
I don't even know which ones of those options are worse.
No, man.
They're both pretty rough.
Those people have a right to be upset.
Yeah.
100%. That's the group more than anybody in the blame game. I feel bad for those people.
By the way, nobody wants to sue. Like, I mean, they wanted to go to the game and enjoy themselves.
Nobody wants to sue?
Well, I mean, but that's not what they went to the game.
No, I agree.
They wanted to go to the game and enjoy the game.
But I did learn something. Mm-hmm. Those guys go, oh, yeah, we got it. Everybody knows soccer's got that problem where passionate fans trying to get in for free.
I hear passionate fans one more time.
Yeah, I know.
Good God, man.
Yeah, that's getting old. It's getting old when we talk about soccer. It makes
you passionate because you're willing to commit a crime to get into the game?
Apparently.
It really is remarkable that nobody got seriously hurt except for the people that got their asses kicked who tried to run past the police officers.
I think most people got away with it, man. Got a freebie.
Oh, yeah.
And got out. And I don't think anything's going to happen to them. I don't even know if they're looking for them. What are they going to do? How long would that take to track all those people down? especially when they jumped, some of them jumped on a plane to go back home.
That would make it difficult, but it would be nice if they could track every single one of those people down. I don't know what they do to them, but maybe just send in a goon.
So did you hear the kid?
Kick some ass.
The one that really bugs me, and I know some people said, well, you just let this go, man. We got football and stuff. You leave it alone. The kid got out, the kid and his father, the head of the Federation for Columbia, still not taking full responsibility for what happened. Because no matter what happens, even if security is wrong, which, listen, it's happened, where security gives you an attitude, security says no, we're told nobody can get in no matter what your media pass says or whatever your special VIP pass says, you don't have a right to punch somebody. You just don't have a right to hit and punch somebody. Maybe they do that in Colombia, but you can't do that here. So I'm kind of glad your ass got taken down and spent a little time there in jail to kind of think about it. You and that kid both coming out saying we didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, you did. You did. All right, I'm done with that.
I don't know which one was worse, that or the air vent people.
Oh,
the air vent people, that's pretty
great video, though.
Pretty low.
Everybody. Kind of, hey, everybody got a lot of video. That video went national and around the world so everybody could see, you know. Like, wow, look at this. Look at this effort to get into the game. Hey, I'll tell you what, we got baseball, man. We got baseball starting back up. Mets in town for four. Against the Marlins here, starting the second half after the All-Star break, four-game series starting tonight. And, man, I want to let you know the Baltimore Orioles will be in for three. So we got seven games coming up here and a lot of – so you still got the tickets? What are you still doing, tickets?
We do. We can do it now. I mean, we want to do it now.
Well, let's tease them right,
working.
Yeah, right here in the middle. Let's do it.
You want
to
do it?
Before we get to Ben Volen coming up here to talk about the New England Patriots, let's a little bit about the AFC.
Caller number five right now, 305-567-0560. You got a four-pack. We'll have
four-pack?
More later in the show, too. Yeah, you take the whole family,
man,
bro.
That's great.
I'll just single out two people here. We got the whole family.
And by the way, Sunday and Wednesday, 4 for $44. Best deal they've ever put together. If you've been wanting to go to a game and it's more than just two of you and you got four for $44 ticket offer presented by Pepsi. Four game tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas or waters, two small popcorns. Just go to marlins.com/offers. That's for everything. Taco Tuesday for all their special events. Just learn more. Go to marlins.com/offers. Seven game homestand starting up and find out what's going to happen at the trade deadline, by the way, coming up. But they do have Marlins back in this for a lot of you Marlins and Mets fans out there. Good time to go out starting tonight, first game, and we'll be telling you about all the special things that they'll be doing because they do have a lot of stuff. I'm telling you right now, the MVP is that marketing department, man, that's coming up with all these things. Marlins baseball, home for seven.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This traffic report is brought to you by Rubenstein Law. Injured in a car accident, Uber, Lyft accident, or slip and fall, call Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. They are also open on weekends and closed on Friday would be probably the airport at this point, the Microsoft situation. We also have 95 southbound, stay road 84. Two lanes are blocked. Delays are developing. Okeechobee Road is okay, though, Joe, here this morning. So that is some good news. This report is brought to you by Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Car accident, truck accident, Uber, Lyft accident, or slip and fall, call Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Also open on weekends.
Okeechobee and Kissimmee.
Bobby's gonna be taking shots this early in the morning. But hey, if you're going into work this morning, you may want to check though. Like
what?
Before you head out. No, before
well, now
you
you're
head
giving
in,
people trying to say they don't need to go to work because
this is a weasel day. This is a good day to weasel your way out of work.
By the way, if you're looking for excuse, you don't you just work here. You don't need any.
That's
you
true.
Just do whatever you want.
Yeah, we grind it out 2 days a week here, our people. Yeah.
Oh,
no, seriously,
man.
Like if you're heading into work this morning and you got the blue screen of death, then you don't, you know, probably don't need to go in. That's what they call it, by the way.
There's a lot of people probably going, hey, has the boss said anything? Because everything's down. We don't need to come in today.
Yeah.
You know, extra little bit longer weekend. Not
you
a bad
Microsoft
way.
Seems to have a lot of things of death. Like, you know, the Microsoft Xbox? You know the Xbox,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say the red ring of death. That I don't know if they have that on the newer Xboxes because ever since my first one broke, I switched to PlayStation for good. But the original Xbox, when the thing would start rotating red, like the ring, that would mean your Xbox was completely fried and you had to basically throw it away.
So are you still watching? You still play games?
I do, yeah, yeah.
At what point do you like? Is there a point or do we have a lot of people?
What age do I stop?
Yeah, playing those. Video games. I was just always curious.
I play Mario Kart every night with my son, so
yeah,
we do a little Mario Kart action.
See, I knew you'd throw the little guy
no,
in
no.
there.
No, no. Well, in fairness, I just bought NHL 24 for myself. I'm playing that.
So when do you have time to do that, man?
I don't really have a lot of time to do it, but I get it. You know, try to get a game in here, game in there if I can. But yeah, my video games rule. Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming out like next year, so I'll be all over that one. Take a few days of work off of that one.
Oh yeah,
get that in.
That's a big one.
Yeah, it is a big one actually.
God,
you know it's in Miami. GTA 5. There's a 5 or 6. I don't know. It's 6 maybe. 6.
Probably not.
It's going to be in Miami.
Yeah,
there's you know this game's going to be set in Miami. Last one was on the West Coast, if I recall correctly. It was like California, like LA and stuff.
Go to the hot spots to.
That game rules, man. That game's awesome.
Look at you. From cards to video.
A lot of
games.
People, no, don't group them together just because both people are nerds in different ways. Like, people like video games. Very popular. I'll bet a lot of people that listen to the show right now downloaded that college football game. Been playing that thing.
Is it college
all my
football?
Buddies have. Yeah,
you tell me the college football game's popular.
It came out, yeah. It's very popular.
Is Madden still popular?
And it's still popular, but the college football game is especially popular because it hadn't come out in like 10 years. So you saw Patrick Mahomes brought a little TV out to the facility just so he could play.
I see that because those guys got time to kill between practices and, you know, not
people
in
are
meetings.
Very, very into these games, man.
Yeah. So what's the most popular one of all of them?
That's a great question.
I mean, some soccer game that's number
one. FIFA's very popular. I don't think it's not called FIFA anymore because EA Sports lost, I think, the license to that. So I think they call it like just FC 24 was the last one. But this college football game might break some records here.
Hey, Woody, speaking of soccer, remember talking about the lawsuits? Have you seen some of the lawsuits and what people are trying to get? They're trying to get a lot more than just their tickets, money back.
Well, pain and suffering, yeah. By the way, they should.
Somebody trying to get $100,000?
That seems reasonable.
For, you know.
Well, the lawyers take, what, 33 1/3%? I think that's the fee, right?
Full time
fee. I don't know.
And by the way, it looks like anybody affiliated with it, from the Hard Rock Stadium security to the Day County to the Copa folks, everybody is going to be in on this.
You imagine the legal departments of Hard Rock and the Copa and all that? They just bracing for the amount of lawsuits that are going to be heading their way.
So
they're going to have to settle all of them, I would assume.
Yeah, but no, you want to get rid of those things. So they, I heard these guys from all these soccer crazy countries, which there's a lot of them. Like, oh, we everybody's got to deal with this. A lot of freebie people trying to get free tickets. Like, what? Like, we know how to deal with it. Like, why did they not know about it? And I was like, I just so used to American sports, we don't have 7,000 people show up and trying to get in the Super Bowl.
I've heard so many theories on this thing. It's like, you know, oh, they were offered the security, but they declined. Hard Rock asked them to get the security. They declined. Like, there's just so much going back and forth.
Then there's criticism on the people that just said, screw it, just come in. We know there's freebie folks out there, you know.
Well, look, more importantly is that you didn't want anyone getting killed in that, you know, mass of people that were outside standing out there 100-degree weather.
So the people actually that are pissed, and they should be, are the ones that stayed in the back, that stayed away from them and go, I got my ticket here.
Yeah.
As soon as this clears out, we'll go in and watch the game. And they're going, nope, can't come in. Or somebody's in your seat and they're not moving. Ooh, that's a problem. I paid a lot of money for somebody to help me get back in my seat. Now, listen, we've all had seats and you're going, hey, sir, those, oh, yeah, we'll move. I didn't realize 12, 13, and 14 were yours. Oh, yeah. And they get up and they move. Apparently not at that thing. They're like, now nowhere to go, man.
100 grand seems fair, though.
Really?
I don't know. Give or take.
Because you were so pissed upset?
I mean, you wouldn't have been? Could you imagine? I don't know what's worse, getting in and not being able to sit in your seat because some guy won't move, or just not getting in at all.
So
I don't even know which ones of those options are worse.
No, man.
They're both pretty rough.
Those people have a right to be upset.
Yeah.
100%. That's the group more than anybody in the blame game. I feel bad for those people.
By the way, nobody wants to sue. Like, I mean, they wanted to go to the game and enjoy themselves.
Nobody wants to sue?
Well, I mean, but that's not what they went to the game.
No, I agree.
Hopes to do. They wanted to go to the game and enjoy the game.
But I did learn something. Mm-hmm. Those guys go, oh, yeah, we got it. Everybody knows soccer's got that problem where passionate fans trying to get in for free.
If I hear passionate fans one more time.
Yeah, I know.
Good God, man.
Yeah, that's getting old. It's getting old when we talk about soccer. Oh,
makes you passionate because you're willing to commit a crime to get into the game?
Apparently.
It really is remarkable that nobody got seriously hurt except for the people that got their asses kicked. Who tried to run past the police officers?
I think most people got away with it, man. Got a freebie.
Oh yeah,
and got out. And I don't think anything's going to happen to them. I don't even know if they're looking for them. What are they going to do? How long would that take to track all those people down? Especially when some of them jumped on a plane to go back home.
That would make it difficult, but it would be nice if they could track every single one of those people down. I don't know what they do to them, but. Maybe just send in a goon.
So did you hear the kid?
Kick some ass.
The one that really bugs me, and I know some people said, well, you just let this go, man. We got football and stuff. You leave it alone. The kid got out, the kid and his father, the head of the Federation for Colombia, still not taking full responsibility for what happened. Because no matter what happens, even if security is wrong, which, listen, it's happened, where security gives you an attitude, security says no, we're told nobody can get in no matter what your media pass says or whatever your special VIP pass says, you don't have a right to punch somebody. You just don't have a right to hit and punch somebody. Maybe they do that in Colombia, but you can't do that here. So I'm kind of glad your ass got taken down and spent a little time there in jail to kind of think about it. You and that kid both coming out saying we didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, you did. You did. All right, I'm done with that.
I don't know which one was worse, that or the air vent people. Air vent people, that's pretty
great video, though.
Pretty low.
Everybody got a lot of video. That video went national and around the world so everybody could see, you know. Like, wow, look at this. Look at this effort to get into the game. Hey, I'll tell you what. We got baseball, man. We got baseball starting back up. Mets in town for four against the Marlins here, starting the second half after the All-Star break. Four-game series starting tonight. And, man, I want to let you know the Baltimore Orioles will be in for three. So we got seven games coming up here. And a lot of so you still got the tickets? What are you still doing, tickets?
We do. We can do it now. I mean, we want to do it now.
Well, let's tease them right.
Working.
Yeah, right here in the middle. Let's do it.
You want
to
do it?
Before we get to Ben Volen coming up here to talk about the New England Patriots, let's a little bit about the AFC East.
Caller number five right now, 305-567-0560. You got a four-pack. We'll have
four-pack?
Later in the show, too. Yeah, you take the whole family,
man,
bro.
That's great.
I'll just single out two people here. We got the whole family.
And by the way, Sunday and Wednesday, 4 for $44. Best deal they've ever put together. If you've been wanting to go to a game, and it's more than just two of you, and you got four for $44 ticket offer presented by Pepsi, four game tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas or waters, two small popcorns. Just go to marlins.com/offers. That's for everything. Taco Tuesday for all their special events. Just learn more. Go to marlins.com/offers. Seven game homestand starting up, and find out what's going to happen at the trade deadline, by the way, coming up. But they do have Marlins back in this for a lot of you Marlins and Mets fans out there. Good time to go out starting tonight, first game. And we'll be telling you about all the special things that they'll be doing because they do have a lot of stuff. I'm telling you right now, the MVP is that marketing department, man, that's coming up with all these things. Marlins baseball, home for seven.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.